Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, we just did a video on Diablo Immortal being a big old thing in regards to microtransactions and prioritizing money over all else, and it seems like Rockstar might be doing the same thing.
Yeah, Scott, I didn't think we'd be talking about Rockstar yet again this week after we did videos on them apparently cancelling remasters for Red Dead Redemption 1 and Grand Theft Auto 4, but last night they actually released a blog post detailing what the future is going to look like for both Grand Theft Auto Online and Red Dead Online. Mm-hmm. Because, as you probably know, they are focusing pretty much all hands on deck for the development of Grand Theft Auto 6. Yes. If you remember our video from earlier in the week, that was part of the reason why Red Dead Redemption 1's remaster and Grand Theft Auto 4's remaster were cancelled, because they needed the resources. However, there is another casualty in Grand Theft Auto 6's development, because it seems like, for all intents and purposes, this major support for Red Dead Online is pretty much done. It's dead. They have confirmed in this report that there aren't going to be any major content drops. They do say that they're going to still support it, but it's not going to be anything major going forward. Mm-hmm. I do have the quotes right now. They said, quote, "Over the past few years, we have been steadily moving more development resources towards the next entry in the Grand Theft Auto series, understanding more than ever the need to exceed players' expectations and for this next entry to be the best it can possibly be. And as a result, we are in the process of making some changes to how we support Red Dead Online. Alongside seasonal special events and experience improvements, plus other changes to enhance and maintain a healthy Red Dead Online environment, we plan to build upon existing modes and add new Telegram missions this year, rather than delivering major themed content updates like in previous years." So essentially, they're going to support it in the most bare minimum way.
It's possible. It's a Telegram, but they didn't get the memo that people want Red Dead Online. My friend! To work online, because there's a whole hashtag doing the rounds as to, you know, keep Red Dead alive. I was going to say, when you said before the idea of, like, you know, they're going to be getting rid of stuff and it seems like they're going to be killing it, was Red Dead Online ever really alive?
Well, this is the big question, because it seems like they pretty much fumbled the development of Red Dead Online right from the start. You know, I know a lot of Red Dead Online players, including our very own Ewan Patterson, who I know was sensing a disturbance in the force when this came through last night, no doubt, who were always frustrated by the lack of clarity from Rockstar and the lack of a real roadmap in kind of any real substantial updates to that game. Obviously, it did get updates, like this blog has mentioned, but it's never been supported on the level of GTA Online. GTA Online is very much, you know, Rockstar's bread and butter at the moment. And what makes this news about Red Dead Online so brutal to me is that previously in the blog, earlier in the blog, they talk about the things that are coming to GTA Online. They talk about, like, the updates they're going to make. And even the fact that GTA 5 and GTA Online has a next-gen kind of remaster or port in Red Dead doesn't at all, like, that to me is telling that where this company's priorities lie.
I have a whole thing with Red Dead and with the fact, I mean, we talk about this a whole bunch on the podcast and on various other videos that involve Rockstar and the future of Rockstar and where they're at as a company. Most of their main creatives in the last sort of, like, say 20 years, mainly Dan Houser, who was obviously a lead writer on the likes of Grand Theft Auto and Red Dead. I just wonder how much those decisions are easier to make without him being there anymore. You know, dudes left to do it and try and make more games and start another game studio. He, you know, Red Dead Redemption 2 has a lot. I think, of his thoughts on the industry and his thoughts on that Rockstar as a company in regards to, you know, how the industry used to be a lot more extreme, a lot more over the top, and it would allow for the likes of Grand Theft Auto to exist in the way that it did. Red Dead 2 was all about the death of lawlessness and all that kind of stuff, and I just think there's a lot of him in there. And so it's that whole thing where maybe as he's left and the priority towards Red Dead has gone away internally, it's been super easy for them to just go, actually, Red Dead is just over here now. And that was largely him keeping that thing alive anyway.
I mean, it honestly makes me upset because, you know, like you said, you know, we've talked a lot about Rockstar in the past and specifically how they have moved from creating loads of different games to a handful of franchises.
Yes.
But now it seems like those handful of franchises are getting even more limited, right? If, like, the support for Red Dead Online is just being mostly discarded, as it seems to be, as per this blog post, to focus on GTA 6, it's like, at what point does Rockstar, considering all of the teams they have, just become like a GTA factory? And for as much as I'm looking forward to GTA 6, like I said in the previous news video we did earlier this week, like, that's the thing that scares me. If something as successful as Red Dead that sells, you know, tens of millions of copies, has this hardcore player base that's still playing online, doesn't get the same support as a Grand Theft Auto, and can easily be kind of like shut down without reaching its full potential, like this seems to be, that's when I kind of think, you know, what's going on?
Well, the thing that I was saying this before we were recording, is there just a certain type of developer, a certain type of studio, a certain echelon of game production that we almost need to give up hope on in regards to hoping they ever diversify their creative output? Because you see the likes of Diablo Immortal, you see the likes of, it used to be Destiny under Activision as well, Call of Duty, just the general approach of something gets so big, like a GTA Online, that it quote-unquote doesn't make sense to siphon off creative teams and do other stuff when you could just keep putting the eggs in that basket over and over and over again. Not something I personally endorse. I would love to see Rockstar become more like they were in the 2000s, or allocate some of the money towards GTA Online to do a series of smaller titles with some of those creative people. But again, it points to why someone like Dan Houser left. I know they had previous altercations with the likes of Leslie Benzies and Laszlo Jones as well, who were all key figures in GTA over the years. Just not, you know, finding a home at Rockstar anymore and needing to go somewhere else to be able to do something creative. Like I said, is there just that echelon of game development where it's like, yep, that's just what they do. It's going to be microtransactions. It's going to be one franchise that you know, and it's just going to be, you know, teased out and stretched out for as long as possible. Kind of like the Disney Star Wars approach or whatever.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I mean, you know, we've always, at least I've thought of Rockstar as being kind of external to gaming trends in a way. They've always felt so big and so dominant that they don't need to yield to, you know, what's going on in the rest of the gaming sphere. However, I do think pivoting towards a single franchise, or hopefully a couple of franchises, is indicative of the wider trend that you mentioned there. You know, you look at Activision. They have so many great developers, and yet they announced, like, last year that all of them are going to be working on Call of Duty full-time. Like, that's all they do.
Raven.
Yeah, Sledgehammer Games. All of the, you know, Beenox. All of these great developers, they're just part of the Call of Duty machine. And I wonder, looking at Rockstar with, you know, Rockstar's subsidiaries and all of the developers they have at their disposal that used to create Bully, that used to create Rockstar's Table Tennis.
Do the Warriors get folded in
To simply focus on Grand Theft Auto? Because the reality is these games at this level now take thousands of employees to create over years, and the investment is high, so I can see them justifying it that way. But like I said, that kind of sucks. I do want to just briefly talk about GTA Online, because like I said, the first half of this blog post was about that. So I've got a few choice quotes about this. They said, quote, "With more players than ever taking to the streets of Los Santos, thanks to the recent launches on PlayStation 5 and the Xbox Series X/S, we'll be working to improve the overall GTA Online experience with new gameplay updates, adding top community-requested experience improvements, and upgrades to make it easier for players to enjoy everything GTA Online has to offer." They went on to talk about a few more updates that are coming in the current weeks. And it's, to me, again, it's just the disparity between how that service is handled compared to everything else in the Rockstar portfolio.
Yeah.
Like, this has just had the next-gen upgrade. We're getting more content on the horizon, and it just makes me upset, because this is what happens. Not to ramble forever and ever. It reminds me of what happens to Battlefront 2. Like, that had this hardcore, dedicated player base. That game was still making money, and at a certain point, EA was like, EA was like, we're going to kill that and put all of those developers on Battlefield, and look how that turned out.
Well, the thing is, the reason I was going to leap in there was because I just, you think about even the way that they handle the Grand Theft Auto IP overall. You can almost separate GTA 5 in itself, and obviously the sales do kind of make that the case, because the Grand Theft Auto Definitive Edition was given the bare minimum of care, even if any care at all, was just sort of given to what were formerly known as only like a mobile-only port studio, and told, okay, get this stuff turned around, Grove Street Games, and the GTA Definitive Edition was one of the biggest, most abysmal failures of the year so far. So it's like, you know, even within Rockstar, they don't really seem to do, okay, we value Grand Theft Auto as a brand, we value the legacy of this franchise overall, we're gonna, you know, bring something like Chinatown Wars back to modern consoles or whatever it is. It's just GTA 5, it's just, well, GTA Online really, GTA 5 is the conduit to get you in until the free-to-play version launches. And so it's just that overall thing of, like I said, it's one basket, put all the eggs in there. And I guess that it works. I mean, it's kind of the same talking point that we had when we talked about Diablo Immortal. There is just a massive mainstream audience that gravitates to this game, and that is the one game they play. It's become their FIFA. It's become their one thing they pick up, and that's what they put all their money into. And that's fine, live however you want to live, but I think when there's a history to this particular dev, I just wish they did a little bit more.
Yeah, it's just wishing that they did a little bit more, you know? Looking at some of the comments on the video that we did early in the week on the Red Dead remaster being cancelled, you know, some people were kind of pointing out that, like, look, like, why do you want these older things? Why don't you want the new things? And my answer to that is, why not both? Why can't we have GTA 6 alongside a healthy Red Dead Online? Why can't we have it alongside the remasters of the older games that are done, you know, to a high quality level? Like, they have so many talented developers, like I keep saying, and I just think there has to be a reality where we can have both. Maybe I'm being greedy. Maybe I am being greedy, but come on, like, surely there's a way.
Well, that's the thing. I mentioned the Star Wars thing before, because and obviously there is a viability to take thing that people grew up with, that people know, and tease that out rather than take the quote-unquote risk on a new IP. But as the likes of something like Neon White are showing, you can get stuff off the ground. Word of mouth still matters, whether it's in the film space with something like Everything Everywhere All at Once, whether it's in the indie space, something like Neon White. It just takes the marketing, the effort, the quality put in, and the word of mouth will do the rest. To bring it all back to Red Dead, as much as Red Dead Redemption 2 is one of the highest reviewed games of all time, that game's completion rate was always very, very small. It was like 27-28% of people got the completion trophy on PlayStation, and I wonder whether they do just take a step back and go, well, we might as well just move on from this, because quote-unquote there's not a big enough audience standing by it. And like I said before, in regards to Dan Houser and everything, people internally aren't making the case for it, and that's maybe why the cold cold, hard reality of this business decision has just been made. It's a weird precedent to set. And I think when you set something in motion like a Red Dead Online, it needs that care and attention over time.
Yeah.
But at this stage with Rockstar, for me, the GTA Definitive Edition was me going, okay, you guys don't care anymore. Like, literally, if you can let this happen, you don't care in the same way I thought you did.
Yeah.
And that can only happen to that degree of mess when key figures have left the company. So it's an interesting state, but let us know what you think down in the comments below of the state of Rockstar and the fact that Red Dead Online is only going to be getting telegrams from here on in. For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.